The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has long been one of the most powerful lobbying organizations in the country, influencing all sorts of economic and business-related legislation. And thanks to hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue and a presence in every state, the chamber has been powerful whether a Republican or Democrat has been in the White House. But the chamber's leaders were critical of President Trump during the 2016 campaign, and the president hasn't forgotten. That has put the organization in a very difficult position, and in response, it's moving to be more bipartisan and less identified with the Republican Party. With me to talk about that is James Thurber, political science professor at American University. Now, Professor, how would you characterize the level of influence the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has now, and how much has it waned over the past couple of years?
It's in transition, and it's losing influence in terms of the number of people that have joined the chamber, but also in terms of direct influence with the White House. This is strange because they had real good relationships with Obama, especially on the Trade Promotion Authority, TPA. They worked closely and against labor at that point. But at this point, Mr. Trump remembers that they were critical of him during the election and a little bit after the election, and he hasn't forgiven them. He doesn't talk to them, and he refused to talk to one of their representatives. In fact, on the golf course in Mar-a-Lago, very early in his administration, which is strange. Most presidents reach out, try to work with people. But they have this situation where many Democrats disagree with their agenda, and many people on the far right in the Republican Party disagree with their free trade positions. They have supported the president on many things, but he doesn't support them. He supported the president on tax reform and deregulation. Let's start over. They have supported the president on tax reform and regulation, but he doesn't seem to think that's enough to overcome his anger with them.
Is it fair to say that, to some extent at least, the chamber was a more traditional conservative organization when conservative meant something a little bit different, and now it's sort of trying to be moderate, but there are fewer moderates to be found?
Well, I think the chamber certainly was and is a conservative organization, a conservative Republican organization. I think they look at the president as someone who's not a true Republican. He's a populist that appeals to certain messages that go against them. When he said, let's drain the swamp, I think he meant, let's get rid of the power of people like those running the Chamber of Commerce, like Thomas Donahue and other people like him. I think they are struggling to figure out whether they need new leadership to overcome this, whether they need to change their lobbying approach. But let's get to the bottom line here. They spend more money than any other interest group in Washington, D.C. They have a larger staff, and they have a great top roots, meaning leaders in every congressional district and state, top roots organization that's still very effective on a variety of issues before Congress and the executive branch below the president.
Is there a feeling that the chamber is moving to be bipartisan out of necessity because they've been rejected by, at this point, though he's not a traditional Republican, the top Republican in the country?
Well, I think it's somewhat of an overstatement that they're bipartisan. In the past, they have been bipartisan on certain issues like the Trade Promotion Authority. It was a very close vote. They got it through. That allows for a fast-track consideration of the deal with Mexico and Canada that's coming up and any other trade deals that come from the president. They worked with President Obama very closely, and the Democrats that supported that very closely against labor, and many Democratic members that were against them and with labor will remember that. Now it's a different situation in the sense that they've got a president that they can't get along with. But remember, the power to a great extent in the bureaucracy, it's below the president. As long as the president doesn't focus on the issue, they have more influence there on trade and in the Commerce Department, Interior, Energy, even the Defense Department. When you increase the visibility of the conflict, I think they lose power because the president gets involved. So they're trying to keep a low profile, nonpartisan, business-like approach to the issues that they want pushed on the Hill. In a highly polarized Hill, that gets very little done. That's the main problem with Congress now for the chamber and everybody else, is they aren't doing very much because they're gridlocked.
Is President Trump a business-friendly president? Could the chamber characterize him that way? You mentioned tax reform, or is he just so inconsistent there's no way to really label it?
I think the president is inconsistent and sometimes random, and it's very disruptive for business. Business wants predictability. Business also likes free trade generally, and so they don't like him on the trade issues. They like him on the deregulation and non-enforcement of existing regulations. They like that, but even those the president's losing on because it's going to the courts. They like the tax bill, but there are many, many other things that they want, like the import-export bank funding and get it going again. There's a big confrontation over that. He seems to not like that. It's hard to predict what the president wants and doesn't want. He doesn't have a clear core philosophy that is in line with the chamber and with conservative Republicans.
How involved do you think the chamber is going to be in the 2020 presidential race? Considering it's been slapped down by President Trump, will that make them more tentative? Will they try to be a little bit below the radar, as you mentioned, but still use that money to influence outcome of congressional races and the presidential race?
I think they'll go down ballot to congressional races and gubernatorial races, even state legislative races, and they'll spend their money there. I think they'll be very careful in the presidential election. It all depends on who the person is out of the Democratic Party. If it's somebody like Joe Biden, Vice President Joe Biden, they certainly had good relations with him. They disagree on a lot of things, but they would be more inclined to be warm to him. But I think they'll sit this thing out. They'll have general issue ads about things like deregulation and tax reform, but they will not jump in behind a particular president, even Trump, in my opinion.
James Thurber is a political science professor at American University in Washington, D.C.